back. And I think that needs to be our cue to make way for Marcus and Courtney. That was a bit of a
dramatic
shift.
A little bit of drama. As you say, this Goff-Potapova match has potential of getting to a third set to be very interesting. But it's going to take some beating in terms of the dramatic impact of Berrettini's win over Komasana.
But I can't think of anyone better to handle the drama than Marcus Buckland.
Thank you, Chris. And thank you, Eleanor. I mean, Eleanor can't even stay for the end of a set. Talk about a part-timer.
15-0.
Courtney's just coming into position. Another dramatic day here at Roland Garros. Great stuff from Chris and from Eleanor. She will be back at 8:15. Of course, if this match does go into a third set, it's probably going to be a delay to the start of the evening session.
Has she, Lady Eleanor had a shift today?
She did a bit this morning. A couple of hours this morning whizzed by. About 6 hours last night she had. 2 more hours this afternoon. But listen, she's a trooper. She's always asking for more as Koff puts her forehand into the net. I just called her Koff. Goff. Chris heads off. I'm not sure if he's going to now... what are you doing this evening, Chris? He's eating. That's what he thinks about.
I'm just alarmed by the way he said that with menace. Real relish.
He's going to eat all night. Forehand cross court from Goff. Now she's playing the drop shot and Potapova. Well, she thought about going for it, but only for a second. Realised she was in no position to get across a baseline before the ball bounced for a second time. So Goff now at 3-5, 40-15. How's your day been, Courtney?
Look, it's been hasn't been the worst day in Paris. It's certainly been stifling. I was in for a meeting early on as Goff. Wow, that's a quick hold. And we saw in the first set, Marcus, how she was able to bounce back from some adversity. She was down a break deep in that first set and was able to reel off a string of games to clinch it. Can she do the same here? Come from 2-5 down and set points and somehow force her way to victory in this set. It would be a great effort by her. I think Lady Eleanor would be the most appreciative of anyone in this stadium if that's the case.
Well, that is true. And that's not a personal vendetta that Lady Eleanor has against Coco's opponent, but I think
she
would appreciate...
Because she does have a personal vendetta.
She has a personal vendetta with most people, to be honest. I mean, over the years, wherever Eleanor goes, she creates so many enemies. It's extraordinary. She's such an unpleasant, aggressive woman, isn't she? And if you think I'm being serious, everybody, don't, because she is the most delightful, laid-back individual.
A voice of reason.
Absolutely.
In this... Rotor of insanity, is that what you're saying?
Can I just set down one rule, Courtney? For as long as the score in the Champions League final stays as it is, we're not going to mention football.
I'm not sure what we're talking about.
Good, thank you. So here we are then, Potapova.
Merci.
With another chance to take this into a deciding set. Serving for the second set at 5-4. Return from Goff's up the middle of the court, the off backhand from Potapova, who then goes down the middle of the court to that Goff double-hander. A patient rally from both players, neither really taking a risk at this stage. Who is going to strike first? Goff's going for the off forehand. It caught the back of the baseline. The point continues. Potapova goes cross-court. So does Goff. Forehand to forehand. And then a bit more depth from Goff. Now she's going to go down the line. It's brilliant.
Just a breathtaking shot there from Coco Gauff. She really worked that point hard. She worked her oval over, pushing her further and further to the cross-court wing, the forehand wing, the juice court. But to be able to transition in, to move in and whip that forehand up the line, outstanding tennis. It was so precise, Marcus. Beautiful shot.
Well, there's drama wherever you look. Not good news for Moise Kwame. I'll give you an update on his match in just a moment. Of course, the good news for French tennis is that Dion Parry won again today.
What a beautiful backhand she has.
Yeah. Forehand return from Goff up the middle of the court. Miss hit on the forehand wing from Potapova. Love 30.
0-30.
And it's almost like this is a tale of two matches again within a set. Potapova puts herself into a position of strength and now finds herself making mistakes and potentially falling apart in this second set. That last forehand, whew, that missed by a while.
Love 30, first serve into the net. So Moise Kwame, having taken the first set, is down by 2-1 and a breakdown in the fourth as well. So his dream run, the guy who's only 17 years and 2 months of age, well, his dream run looks as though it may come to an end shortly. And I'll tell you what, the way Potapova is playing at the moment, her run's going to come to an end. She's down on her haunches, having attempted a very ambitious backhand down the line. Missed by a mile. 3 break points for Goff to be back on terms in this second set.
And just the body language here. She is still the person who is leading. She's serving for this set. But just after each miss, she's down on her haunches, distraught.
Slice now on the backhand wing from Goff. The off forehand from Potapova, that had great depth to it. But Goff is equal to everything at the moment that her opponent can throw at her, backhand to backhand. Now Goff's winding up for a big forehand. Cross court from Potapova on her forehand wing. Down the line from Potapova. That's better.
Absolutely leathered that one, Marcus. That was a big wind-up. She hit that one well away from her forehand, so, you know, plenty of space to swing through. And really rattled it up the line. Beautiful shot. Still one break point, only saved though, Marcus. What
happens? That's right. Yeah, she's got a lot of work still to do here. At 5-4, 15-40. This serves out wide to the Goff forehand. Goff's now gone back to a central position, played a very deep backhand. It was in though, and now she's coming forward and she's putting pressure on Potapova, who wilts. Her squash shot style forehand goes into the net, and Coco Gauff is right back in business now, Courtney, at 5-5 in the second, having won the first set by 6-4.
The champion flexing her muscles, really resilient play from her. And again, you look at the body language, just 95 minutes on the clock so far. The tightest part of the day in Paris is about now. You look at Potapova, she's had to work really hard. Both players have had to work hard, but just looking a little fatigued, and certainly some errors in that game, having failed to close it out at 5-2 when serving, trying to extend this match now back to 5-5.
Alejandra Tabillo has actually just saved a break-back point in the fourth set against Moise Kwame. So it's 3-2 and deuce. Tabillo leading by 2-1. In comes Goff. High ball. It's a really good lob, actually, from Potapova. It sent Goff all the way back. Now a big off forehand from Potapova. She slices on a backhand. Goff's got a mid-court ball, and she puts it away.
Just outstanding backhand there. She was a long way back when she hit that backhand. It was really good depth from Potapova to find the angle that she did cross-court on the backhand. We know it's a magnificent shot, but whew, superb play again from the American. I think, do you know what's happened, Marcus? We've walked into the commentary box.
Yes.
And I think she must know that we're sitting up here, because the defending champion has barely missed since we've arrived.
She has just been waiting for us. I'll tell you, two other people who are watching this, friends of mine, Kate and Julie, they're in the crowd.
Give us a wave, Kate and Julie, if you're listening.
I know they're somewhere directly opposite us, but it's quite hard to identify them. That's a poor return, really, from Potapova. 30 love. Kate's wearing a very colourful red dress.
Distinctive.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's quite a popular... Now, my wife is trying to ring me, so clearly she's not listening on the radio. Shocking behaviour, Olivia. 30 love. Backhand return from Potapova up the middle of the court. Now the backhand, well, it's across court and it's into the net from Potapova. She's all over the place here.
40-0.
And that, I've got to say, Marcus, that's about the 8th unforced error in the last 2 and a bit games. Just can't find the court.
Another break back point comes and goes for Kwame as Goff serves to the backhand. Measured return up the line from Potapova. Then she goes cross court, driving on the forehand, but she drives long, and it's another game for Coco Gauff. What a comeback, in big trouble in this second set, but now potentially just one game away from victory.
And I think I can see at the back Lady Eleanor just doing a little jig. Now again, with no malice, she has no great vendetta, but I think she would like to see the next match start relatively close to 8:15 p.m. which is the big one between Felix Auger Aliassime and Brandon Nakashima have the night scheduled tonight, Marcus, and
yep.
I'm sure that one's going to be eagerly watched.
Well, it's another tough one to call. We're getting so many emails and X messages with everybody attempting to work out who's going to take advantage of the many shocks and surprises that have come our way over the past few days. On a different topic, Diana from Ithaca says, with Lady Eleanor's talk of Star Wars theme music, I can only see Sasha Zverev entering court to the Emperor's March. Well, that would be quite appropriate.
I mean,
I'll give you a moment to think, Courtney, but they were asking each other, Chris and Eleanor, what songs they'd like to play if they were the DJ, what song they'd like to walk out to on court if they were a player. What type of music do you prefer?
Oh, look, you know the generation that I was born in, Marcus.
Well, quite an old generation, yeah.
The early 2000s. You know, I've got my... No, I'd love to say that. Look, I'm a fan of a lot of genres. I'm hoping to get to a jazz bar early next week here in Paris. It's a favourite of mine. When I've got a little time, I'm going to try and get to a jazz bar.
Well, if you get a little time, the way this event is going, it's going to be drama every single day. We're into the first point of this next game, and it's a brilliantly executed backhand going back behind Coco Gauff by Anastasia Potapova. 5-6, 15-love.
Jody has written in to say Kwame had a golden opportunity in this tournament and he's blowing it. I'm not so sure it's as simple as that, Jody, but nonetheless, Tobio is a very, very good player. Tough clay quarter, and that one's, that can contentially go five. He might yet fight back, the young Frenchman.
Potapova, she wants to go three. Backhand return from Gauff is long. Wasn't a lot of pace on the serve, just 114 kilometres an hour. And Gauff got just a little tangled up in deciding what to do with her return then. Hello to Michelle from Indiana. Says, sadly, my family and I are concluding our vacation at the beach. We're heading home. It's about a 10-hour drive. Thanks for all the coverage and making the drive home much better. Michelle, you're absolutely welcome. I hope you haven't got sand in nasty places. Forehand cross court. The slice on the forehand from Gauff. Well, Potapova was trying to go back behind her again, but this time, to her intense frustration, the net gets in the way.
And that's never a good thing if you're trying to hit the ball over the net, Marcus, particularly deep in a set. She started this service game okay, Gauff having been so near sublime, close to perfect for 3.5 games, a couple of errors gave Potapova a chance to wrestle back some momentum. Can she keep going?
Serving now at 30-15. And a plus one's down the middle of the court on the backhand wing. Now she'll go cross court with a forehand to the Gauff forehand. It's forehand to forehand again. The angle has changed. Potapova onto the backhand wing, going down the line to the Gauff forehand. She's gone long, has Potapova. She can't believe it. It was a close call, but it was out.
Just the defending champion is so hard to beat, Marcus, because we know she covers the court so well. Here, Potapova is really trying to hit through, going very, very hard at everything. But Gauff's defence is holding up really well late in this second set.
30-all, forehand return from Gauff. There is space for Potapova to exploit, and she does with a brilliant backhand.
You might move as well as what Coco Gauff does, but there was no coming to that one. There was no way near she was getting close to it. Beautiful ball striking from Potapova.
40-30. I don't think we should look too closely for Kate and Julie. I've just had a picture, Courtney. They're drinking somewhere now. A chilled glass of white wine.
Is that what your wife was calling to say you've made a faux pas, Marcus?
No, she'd have been ringing to tell me to do something. Backhand to the forehand wing of Gauff. Game point here for Potapova to take us into a tie break. Pace taken off the ball by Potapova. Now she flattens things out to the Gauff backhand. The angle's the same. There's slice from Gauff. Flatter again from Potapova. Oh, this is interesting. Who is going to pull the trigger? Gauff goes down the line. Forehand cross court from Potapova. The drop shot from Gauff. In comes Potapova. She's got there. She goes cross court. Goff's got to that, but the drive should be put away by Potapova. Well, it went straight back at Gauff, but she couldn't control the volley, and we are going into a tie break.
Just good enough, just heavy enough to draw the error there from Gauff. Nice court coverage from Potapova. Coco was in a position of ascendancy, but probably telegraphed that drop shot a little bit. You could see her move into the forehand drop shot a little quick, and Potapova read it well, moved forward. Great transition. Good effort to try and hold herself together after dropping four games in succession. She led this set 5-2. Now here we are in a tiebreaker.
And it's Goff to serve first. Backhand return down the line from Potapova. She's there again with the backhand, which looks the more reliable shot, getting good depth on it. Goff's defending really well, and then Potapova goes back behind her again. Goff managed to readdress her balance, got the ball back into play. The point continues. Now, a forehand with no real pace on it from Goff. She flattens out her backhand. The drop shot from Potapova. Goff has got there, but... oh, well, she couldn't quite control the little slithery shot she played off the drop shot. Just for a moment, Courtney, I thought it was going to land on the baseline.
Oh, and only marginally moved over it. But perhaps have a look at the skid on the court. Coco there started that slide about three-quarter court, and she's finished it well inside, about a metre or so inside this service box. She slid around 4 metres. No, not 4 metres, but perhaps 2.5 metres. She was moving that fast to get to that ball. The desperation, Marcus.
I mean, you're always exaggerating. That's the thousandth time you've exaggerated already in this session.
And we've only been here for 5 minutes. Do you think that was about 2 metres?
Roughly. Potapova serving to the Goff backhand. Returns out. It's wide.
And she rocks her head back in disappointment. The American only narrowly missed it, but it was there to be hit.
Kate and Julie have been advised that because the football's on tonight, they should stay indoors. And they're thinking of staying in this restaurant that they found with the chilled white wine.
Are they going to order?
I think they're just going to order another bottle. Forget all about it.
I mean, no, French is not renowned for its food or restaurants, its cuisine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can have a bit of both, but it's a hot night. It's going to be the last hot night here, so make the most of it. Backhand cross court from Coco Gauff. She now slides around onto her forehand wing, but now she'll have to defend on her backhand again, and she's gone long. And the strange old game of tennis. Coco Gauff hauls herself back from a seemingly hopeless position in the second set, and then, having been taken into a tie break, she loses the first 3 points.
And so, position of peril potentially here for the world, for the reigning Roland Garros champion.
Forehand return from Potapova up the middle of the court, and again, Goff has gone long. Her radar has gone wrong, badly wrong.
After being and fighting so hard to get back and put her nose ahead in this second set, all of a sudden, it's the champion, the defending champion, who is gone askew from the baseline.
Interesting email with the title, Thanks for Not Meowing. Double fault from Coco Gauff. 5-0 down.
Your emails are clearly working a little quicker than mine because, look, is it because I'm wearing on my shirt...
Oh, you've got
a cat lying upside down.
You have.
Small cat lies. I think it says flat cat lie, or cat lies flat. It's a Hong Kong shirt.
Oh. I'm sure it's very meaningful.
Does it pass the dress code today?
Just about. First serve into the net from Potapova. I will come to this email with the title, Thanks for Not Meowing. So, hadn't ever thought of meowing, but maybe we'll give it a go. Backhand now, cross court, long from Potapova. So Goff gets her first point, but she changes ends. 5-1 down. Alexander says, greetings. I'm listening to your sparkling commentary in my headphones on a bus hurtling towards Philadelphia from Brooklyn. I'm chaperoning my son's fifth grade field trip to the Ben Franklin Museum. The children on the bus are amusing themselves by meowing at full volume. 90 minutes into this game, they don't show any signs of tiring. So I'm grateful for the respite you're providing me through my earbuds. God bless you. Go Kuami. Well, that's a horrendous situation to find yourself in.
And that's only on the way down to Philadelphia. I'm hoping after a stint in that museum, they may sleep reasonably well, but I fear for your sanity on the way back up.
And I certainly fear for Coco Gauff in this tiebreak because Potapova has just delivered another magnificent backhand winner, and that gives her a whole host of set points. The message of go Moise Kouame, well, he's going to have to go somewhat now because he's 2-1 down and a breakdown in the fourth to Alejandro Tabio on court Suzanne Longlin. Goff serves to the forehand. Good return. Very good return from Potapova. It was straight back at the American. She had no time to react. And that's a magnificent rally from Anastasia Potapova, having lost four games in a row from a seemingly impregnable position in the second set. Courtney Walsh, we're going the distance.
That is just such a curious second set. She was by far the better player throughout the initial 75% of it. Moves to 5-2. Well, let's say 50% of it. Moves to 5-2. Is in a strong position in that game. Chances go begging. Then she completely loses her way. Could not find the court. Netting forehands, blasting backhands long. Coco Gauff playing very, very, very steady tennis and working the angles, working the depth with their ground strokes. Was able to fight back and the body language from Potapova, it was really this. She was beaten. She looked very beaten. She was slumping to her haunches after most points, looking despairing towards her support in the stands. 6-5, you're thinking, well, Coco's possibly thinking, well, I'm a chance here to finish this off, having been the great escape it would have been perhaps in that second set. And then Coco lost her way, just lost her rhythm completely. The tiebreaker was so one-sided, Marcus, and now we have an intriguing third set.
There'll be a slight delay as the court is dressed. I don't know if that's the... Is that the official term? Well, they tidied up and it looks so nice when the lines have been swept.
They do dress the court, yes.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
It's a very, very, very important thing. I'll just rattle through a couple of emails as well.
Yeah.
Henry is talking about something about something that we don't speak of and hoping that another, perhaps a local venture, a local town might be able to turn, like team from a local town may turn around something in the second half, I believe. I think that's what they're referring to. Matthew had an interesting query, and I'll try and find the answer to this, Matthew. I don't think it's there, but he says, "Hi, Marcus and Courtney. Excited for your commentary over the next hour, and I think we'll be bringing you the entirety of this third set between Gauff and Potapova, perhaps ducking into a couple of other little ones for some score updates, etc." But wondering if it's normal to have so many five-setters in the first week of Roland Garros. When are you both commentating tomorrow? I think I'm on about the same time tomorrow night. Marcus, I think you'll be on from 11 a.m. through to about 1 a.m. Yeah, tomorrow morning.
I think so.
Are you on the 13-hour shift? Is that the...
Probably, but that includes doing the Faire le Ménage and all that sort of thing, which I've become very accustomed to. Actually, just on the subject of the football, I didn't think we were going to mention it again, but Mayank has said, all is not lost. Arsenal apparently have only had 25% possession in the first half. Mayank says PSG should still win this if they can fix their finishing. I think that's a big if because Arsenal defend so well. But anyway, we're not going to mention that anymore.
And in terms of Matthew, he said, who's commentating Ruud versus Fonseca, which is clearly the ripper tomorrow night.
And, he likes to know who his commentators are going to be, old Matthew.
You've got to tune in, and it will be Gigi and Lady Eleanor tomorrow night for that absolute blockbuster. What a ripper of a match that is shaping up to be. And he says, what's the longest match in the first week of Roland Garros in the last few years? Well, some queries here, Matthew, that I'm going to have to send our intrepid investigator to track down, but we'll try and come back to you.
Well, normally our unofficial statistician is Max, and he'd come up with things like that, but I got a message from him earlier saying he's otherwise employed today, although he has come up with a few very interesting stats, including the fact that he asked me a question. He said, when was the last time there was a men's slam with no Grand Slam champions in the round of 16? Which is obviously the case here. Forehand down the line from Potapova, up goes a high ball from Gauff, and it lands just inside the court. Forehand then from Gauff lands outside the court, and the first point of the third and final set goes the way of Anastasia Potapova. So, for the very first time in the Open era, Courtney, we have no Grand Slam champions left in the men's draw in the round of 16. That is quite something.
It is exceptionally, strange. It's just one of those events where things have happened. Jodie has written back to say that, she has a point of order to make about the Chilean who is playing the young Frenchman.
Alejandro Tabillo.
And says it's not like he's made a fourth round of a Grand Slam, that his best performance is a third round at Wimbledon. And that's a good point, but he is an established clay court, and you've just touched on the fact that there's no Grand Slam champions left alive. He is a semi-finalist at the Italian Open only a couple of years ago. He has had great success. So my point was, a 17-year-old going up against an established tour player who has been ranked as high as 19, currently sitting at 35, and the 17-year-old Frenchman's coming off a five-set epic. I, with respect, would have had the clay courter, who is mature, backing up 2 days later in very hot conditions. It's a big task. And I'm not saying that it's beyond him. What is the is the score in that match? He's back on serve.
Kiwami has just broken back. Yeah, he's at 4-4 now in the fourth set, trailing by 2-1 at 15-15. So, of course, we're going to keep a very close eye on that one. And if it gets tight, I think perhaps actually maybe the next change of ends will go across there just to get a little flavour, because, of course, we're only in the early stages of the deciding set here, where Potapova's got herself to 40 love in her opening service game. It's only about a third full, Chatrier, at the moment. And that's a double fault. So 40-15, fifth meeting between these two players. They're actually level at two apiece. Potapova did beat Goff in their most recent encounter, which happened to be their only meeting on clay as well. That was in Stuttgart 3 years ago. Backhand return from Goff, the off backhand from Potapova, who'll now go cross-court to the double-hander of the American, the defending champion, of course, who now goes flat down the line, up the middle of the court from Potapova. Good depth. Well, not good depth. Too much depth in the end from Coco Gauff. And having raced through the tiebreak, Potapova holds at the start of the final set. Let's just nip across, Stefan, if we can, to get some of the atmosphere on court Suzanne Longlin, where Moisey Kwame has come from the breakdown and is now serving at 4-4, 40-15. A reminder that he took the first set by 6-4. Tabillo hit back to take the next two, 6-3, 6-4. Kwame Sands serves now. Deep return from Tabillo, who then tries to go down the line. You can tell from the cheers he missed, and yet again the 17-year-old's playing up to the crowd.
And he bounces back to his chair. You see the fans off their feet, the red, white and blue flags waving across that fabulous court.
Well, well. Now, without wishing to mention the football again, Kwame is a PSG fan. He actually requested an early start today so that he could be done and watch the football. The way the football's going, he's rather lucky not to be watching it. But of course, if he had the choice, it would be for he himself to sparkle, as I do notice that there may be a twist in that Champions League final. PSG, well, VAR is having a look at a possible penalty, but for the moment, let's just look at the flags inside the ground and this huge smile. I've got to say, Courtney, I've been to a couple of his press conferences. He speaks so well for a 17-year-old.
Superb.
And he's always been saying, this is an honour. I have dreamt of entertaining crowds, and he's certainly doing that.
Oh, this is a wonderful atmosphere, and clearly we've seen a star identified here. We already knew that he had a lot of talent. He'd shown flashes in his very much in the infancy, but to be able to draw the crowd, and we see a wave just going round the court. Everyone is up and about in this match. Just phenomenal atmosphere. Kenny, having fought back a breakdown in this set, can he somehow find a way for another break?
Well, from a neutral point of view, I hope so, because
merci,
I just love
bravo,
the atmosphere.
Merci,
we've mentioned it so many times, but when a French man or French woman is doing well at Roland Garros, it's electrifying, it's hair-raising, the atmosphere created. So Tabillo now serving at 4-5, serving to stay in the fourth set. He's a left-hander. And the forehand, huge forehand from Kwame that landed just inside the forehand corner of his opponent. Now the drop shot, it's a really poor drop shot from Tabillo. First point, Kwame. PSG have a penalty, by the way.
And we've just flashed back onto this match with it tightening up in the fourth set. And what we've seen from Tabillo in the last couple of games looks to be a man who's struggling to handle this immense atmosphere. We see Richard Gasquet sitting courtside, the former brilliant Frenchman, as Tabillo smacks an ace down the tee to silence the crowd. One point after, I said he looked to be struggling. That was a beautiful serve.
The crowd might just roar in a moment because PSG have equalised in the Champions League final from the penalty spot. 64 minutes gone there. PSG 1, Arsenal 1.
We're talking football again?
We are now. We'll talk about it quite a lot. 4-5, 15 all. Another very good serve out wide to the forehand of the Frenchman. Tapia, who's got his cap on backwards. Maroon shorts. A shirt with a mixture of maroon, white stripes and blue. Kwame in a... What is that colour? Courtney.
It's...
Why do we ever talk about outfits when we're together? We're hopeless. That's my fault. Ace down the middle from
Tobio. Just left me speechless there as Tobio bangs another big serve down the tee. Finding some success in that. Look, I need to get a closer look at it. It's in the shadows at the moment, Marcus, down the other end. So, look, I'd say that's a shade of grey on a shade of grey, perhaps with a little sparkle of grey. Would that be fair?
I'm not going to dispute that. No, very good. And another very good serve from Tobio, responding really well to losing the first point. Oh, he's almost snarling, is Tobio, as he levels things up at 5 games all. In the fourth set after 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Several shades of grey. I think you could be...
That's a song, isn't it? Shades of grey. I can't think who sings it, but...
There have been a famous series based on 50 of those shades.
Oh, yes. 50 Shades of Grey, isn't that?
It is.
It's a bit dodgy, isn't it?
Well, no, I wouldn't have thought so. It's a mature watch for a mature adult.
Well, yesterday we were talking about... As Tobio is powerless. Kwame with a huge forehand. Yesterday we were talking about the Dolph Lundgren film called The Punisher, which the Empress was very worried about.
Yes, I can understand. Some reservations.
And now you're banging on about 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, I'm just touching on the fact that... would you think... I mean, the shorts don't... Maybe there's a hint of green? Green-grey in the shorts? It's a hard... colour to describe it. Stefan's shaking his head.
He's not going to get involved in this one. No.
Wisely.
I mean, I think we'll just say it's an unusual colour and leave it there as Kwame tries to tickle a backhand down the line and net. So it's 5-all, 15-all.
Jodie has written again to say that the longest match from her reckoning would be the Berrettini one that just finished. What an absolute thriller that was. And that went for 5 hours, 13 minutes. It was an exhausting match. The Italian veteran, great to see him back fighting and healthy and playing so well as the young Frenchman. Just what does he do, Marcus? He whips a forehand up the line.
Great 1-2 punch. It was a good serve. Set him up for the plus one and he hammered the forehand into the open court to go to 30-15. Carnival stuff here on court. Suzanne Longlen, as Kwame goes down the middle once more, it's sliced back into play, forehand cross court from the Frenchman. Now he's going to go down the line with a bit of loop on it, back up the line from Tobio, who's got a slightly shorter ball, takes the pace off that ball, and then Kwame catches the outside edge of the line to win another point and go to 40-15.
Just riding the wave of this adoring crowd who, after every big flourish, every big forehand winner, up off their feet. It must be exhausting sitting in the stands. We know it's stifling in the heat, but they are jumping up and down. It's a fitness regime out there.
Apologies to all Goff and Potapova fans, but this is gripping stuff on Suzanne Longlen. Early stages of the deciding set on Chatrier. It's 1-game all. In set number 3, in fact,
two break points for the American to move ahead.
I thought you were flipping the bird there, Courtney.
No, I had my fingers front on.
Okay.
Unlike a couple of other members in this box.
Yeah, well, Stefan went berserk, didn't he? He was locked in a lift for 15 minutes, and for the first time, he turned on the Empress. Almost turned on her.
Three times it was flashed.
I mean, those lifts, they're quite small anyway. When you get stuck in them on a hot day, not nice.
I had a little situation on the way up where I was a little concerned.
Here's Kwame before we hear about this terrible situation. Certainly Kwame is not in a terrible situation.
Absolutely breathtaking comeback here from the young man. Beautiful tennis. What a moment for him. Can he sustain this challenge, this extended challenge? 5 sets a couple of days ago. What an amazing deed to be able to bounce back and ah.
Here we go. We'll just leave it to the crowd.
Stefani's singing away in the back. I'm going to ask Stefan after this what it actually means. Having an absolute ball out there. This is just beautiful scenes. People are dancing in the stands. Please. The flags are waved. Now, what was that all about, Stefan? The Chalas Levu.
Poverty will be better when the sun goes down. All right. Oh, when the sun comes up.
Indeed, but the sun's about to go down.
Yeah, well, I mean, don't worry, it's a nice song, so then let's worry too much.
Beautiful song,
yeah.
And Stefan was singing away in the background.
It was.
It was. The voice of an angel. It was lovely to hear.
Should just remind you all, of course, that the French are getting particularly excited here because he is the last Frenchman standing. He's also attempting to become the second youngest man to reach the fourth round at Roland Garros in the Open era. And as Courtney quite rightly reminded us a moment ago, he's doing this today after his marathon 4-hour and 56-minute match on Thursday. Tabeo had a walkover by comparison, so obviously he's going to be the fresher man. He's serving at 5-6. And has he missed that? I think he has. I think Tabeo's... Yes, Tabeo's just gone long. Oh, it was a close call. Tabeo's not complaining about it.
But it must be so hard for the Canadian Chilean, to try and keep his nerve in this type of environment. Just an update from Philippe Chatrier. Goff did break, but it's just out of the corner of my eye, Marcus. I saw a very curious incident. Potapova, heavy slice, and Coco Gauff has just hit the forehand straight into the ground about a metre in front of her. It was a really, really curious incident.
Well, it's another day where anything can happen. We've got to hear about this incident of yours in a moment, but it's Tabeo at love 15 going down the line. Oh, he hit that beautifully, but Guami got to it. He was, however, then stranded in his forehand corner, and Tabeo had all the time in the world to go the other way.
Yeah, beautiful court point construction there.
So what happened to you?
Well, look, I ducked back. You know, I'm in the servants' quarter behind the Empress and
yes, quite
Lady
right
Eleanor's palace. I've got the little servants' bedroom, basically.
You've got the cupboard under the stairs where Harry Potter might live.
And so I sort of ducked back because I hadn't had my bread and water today. beautiful serve there from Tabeo. I just trunched a big flat one wide to the juice court. And so I was on two dramatic things. On the way back to make sure I made it in time, you know, you might have noticed I was a little sweaty yesterday when I had to run.
I did notice that.
Almost got T-boned by a squad of heavily armed policemen on motorbikes zooming through. Apparently the red lights don't... the green light doesn't matter. if there's a squad of policemen and there's a lot of police officers around, given the PSG ground is very close... If you're walking across a green light, it doesn't matter.
Be careful. You don't want to become the first victim. So you nearly did. Space for Kwame, perhaps to attack here. Slice backhand from Tabeo. Forehand drop shot from Kwame. And now he's drop shotted back. Up goes the lob from Kwame. And then he comes up with a brilliant volley. Now he comes up with another volley. He's doing it all at the net. And he's winning the point from the net.
Wonderful tennis. Wonderful craft. And you see... the smile on his face, it is broad, it is wide, and with good reason. And in his support box, Gasquet is up off his feet. He is pumping his fist. That was magnificent tennis.
Well, Tabeo had opportunities, three of them, to pass Kwame. And on each occasion, the Frenchman was there. French resistance at its finest.
Wonderful tennis, and in our broadcast booth, Stefan, the arms raised high in delight. Great to see, great celebration, a big point now.
S'il vous plaît, silence pendant le point. S'il vous plaît.
Kwame potentially a couple of points away from taking this into a deciding set as Coco Gauff finds herself 3-1 up now in the final set against Anastasia Potapova. She's serving actually at 1-3, love 15. Kwame gets the return back into play. Now he's going cross-court with his backhand to the forehand of the left-handed Chilean Canadian, and then you can hear the oohs and the ahs as Kwame nets as he goes cross court, and he looks up to the sky and he shrugs his shoulders and he says, why? Pourquoi?
Pourquoi? Pourquoi? He's still in 40-30. We saw the broad smile a couple of seconds ago. A little flash of despair on that occasion. Gasquet a little more rueful after that point.
Oh, well, he's been through it all so many times himself, of course. Big forehand down the line from Tobio and some desperate defending from Kwame. Can't rescue that situation, so we do head into a fourth set tiebreak. I mentioned that he's the second youngest man to reach the fourth round at Roland Garros in the Open era. As things stand, the youngest is Bjorn Borg. He was 16 years and 11 months in 1973. He eventually lost in the fourth round. I don't know what happened to him. I think he might have done a couple of things.
B. Borg.
Yeah.
Merci.
He lost to Panatta in the fourth round. Michael Chang was 17 years and 3 months in 1989. The other players on the list, Goran Ivanišević, Andrei Medvedev, and Mats Wilander, as Kwame starts with a big serve.
Big ace to split the line down the tee in the tiebreaker. That sends a message. 3 hours, 25 minutes on the clock. He still looks fit and fresh. The benefits of youth.
Yes.
Wow, to be able to bounce back like he has. Still has to try and sneak through this tiebreaker to force a decider. But if he does, is there a roof out there? Because I'm pretty sure it will be blown off.
Tobio serves to the forehand, returns up the middle of the court. On forehand from Tobio. We'll now play a dinky little forehand, which had more depth than looked likely when he hit the ball. Then he drives an off forehand. He's ruling this particular rally, but then his attempted drop shot went more towards the baseline. The point continues. He's got another chance to drive the ball forward, and Kwame comes across court. I thought he got the winner, but a brilliant little half volley from just in front of the net from Tobio gives him the point.
That was just magnificent racket head control. Just the most delicate half volley. Ball had actually gone behind him, so he's effectively hit that half volley from behind his left foot to have that control. Well, these guys are stars, obviously. They are outstanding talents, but still under this pressure to be able to come up with that shot. Just breathtaking.
That was a 15-stroke rally. So, 2-1 to Bio. 1 point all in the fourth set tiebreak. Forehand return is locked from Moise Kwame.
PSG just missed with a very, very valiant attempt to deflect it off the pole.
Some new guard defending from Arsenal. A mixture of all-out attack and some pretty gritty defence from Kwame has kept him in the picture here, serving now 1-2. Serving down the middle, ace, although, well,
Tobio's having none of that.
No, he sent the umpire down to have a look, and she confirms that it was wide of the mark.
Jeez, you've got to be brave in this crowd to be making that call.
Well, from the naked eye, it did look as though maybe it had just missed its mark. Now, up the middle of the court from both men, and netted on the forehand by Tobio. Unforced error.
Absolutely, perhaps a little sign of tension. Now, that one was a fairly regulation forehand, but of course at this stage of a match, in this type of environment, and you can see the stress on Gasquet's face.
Classic.
Sitting in the supporters box, he's just put his rested his head on his arms. He doesn't want to look.
Yeah.
Too much tension.
Now, Richard, you know what you put through your coaches over the years and all your many supporters. A wonderful career for Gasquet. Could never quite make it through to a Grand Slam final, but
he was
boots on the other foot
though.
Now. He was. Oh, that stunning one-handed backhand. Kwame serves now, sliced back into play, shortish ball, whipped across court by Kwame, who plays another forehand. Again, there's not too much depth on it, but neither player's really made a move. Now the pace is up by Tobio, who's got to slide across onto his forehand, and he tugs his forehand across court and wide.
really lovely angle on the backhand there. He was quite a way, long way behind the baseline, but was able to find enough angle, very short and acute, that Tobio slid well out beyond the doubles line. And when he went to flick it back across court, he caught the frame, shanked it. And everyone in that stadium, I'm pretty sure, is behind the young Frenchman. Would that be fair to say? Maybe aside from Tobio's, of course, supporters.
Yeah, There could be a couple of Chileans or Canadians in there. And if there are, they'll like that forehand, which is going to, I think, lead to the point. Or there's some more great defending from Kouame, who makes Tobio play a couple of extra shots before he can change ends at 3-3 in the tiebreak. Coco Gauff is serving at 3-2, but love 30 in the deciding set against Anastasia Potapova on Court Philippe Chatrier. The local time is 7:45, so the night session here is due to begin in half an hour. There's going to be a delay. Who knows how much more tennis there's going to be on court Suzanne Longland, because this one could easily go to a fifth set, and there's another match after this between Jaime Faria and Francis Tiafoe. So, as Stefan says, it could be a very, very long day.
Tiafoe enjoyed a very, very big five-set match against Hurkacz just a couple of days ago, and I think Faria's been in a couple of battles as well.
I mean, everybody has.
Yes. Hence the question before from Matthew, how many five-setters has there been? We'll try and dig that down. We have the boffins downstairs working away, trying to come up with an answer for that one.
There's a slight query over a call to Tobio's first serve at 3 points all. I'm going to replay the point. Something happened. He serves now to the forehand, hooked back across court and driven down the line by Tobio, who's going to play a little sliced angle volley. And although Kouame is quick, he's not that quick. You heard the umpire say, not up.
Ooh, and he snarls again at his support box there, Tobio. But it's been really clever play. What I've liked from him is his willingness to come forward when the chance arises. We've seen him already in this tiebreaker, I think, make three with 3 points from volleys. It's been really clever tennis. When the chance is there, he will get forward. He's done well in the tiebreaker.
3-4. Kouame serving to the backhand. The return is deep, so Kouame has to go backwards. Now he's lining up a backhand cross court to the forehand of the left-hander. Inside in forehand from Kouame, who'll now slide across and go across court. Down the line from Tobio, and he's caught the edge of the line. Has he? No. No, he hasn't. No, he hasn't. He was celebrating. The umpire's now coming down to have a look. It was out by a fraction. Maybe there was a bit of kidology there from Tobio. I'm going to celebrate this and make it look as though it was in.
It was interesting because to the naked eye watching that, I'm thinking, that looked like a good ball length long. And more than that, well
over
that.
By a mile.
Yeah, it wasn't even close.
Wow.
So we have
4 points all. First serve from Kouame is long. Takes a deep breath, looks down, settles himself, throws up the ball, serves to the backhand, and goes cross-court on his forehand wing. The double-hander is long from Tobio. And Kouame moves potentially to within 2 points of taking this to a fifth set.
Raises his right fist, holds the stance for a prolonged period. Defiant look in his eyes as he looks back towards his family and his friends and his support crew.
Merci, mesdames et messieurs. Merci.
The crowd settles again. Tobio is ready to serve to the backhand, and he then comes in behind a very good serve and whips away a volley into the open court.
And he opted for the drive volley on that occasion. He got to it well. Kouame, I thought he might have just done enough to get that one below the height of the net. Not quite. He moved well into that lovely volley, and he's been really adept at the net. Outstanding play from the left-hander. In defiance of the crowd against him. In defiance of the exciting young talent against him.
3 hours and 33 minutes on the clock. Tobio has missed his first serve. 5 points all. The second serve is to the backhand of Kouame. There was no pace on it, 123 kilometres an hour. Big forehand from Kouame. He pulled the trigger too soon, perhaps. Didn't get it right either way. Goes long, and there is a match point now for Tobio, albeit on the Kouame serve.
Just marginally overcooked that one. Big moment. Clearly a really big moment in this match, in this tournament.
Well,
given the excitement that he's built.
Yeah, if he comes up with a big serve here, the place is going to go into meltdown. He has! Oh, huge serve out wide to the left-hander's forehand. They change ends again at 6 points apiece. One match point saved.
And that is almost unbelievable. That was a thunderous flat serve. Marcus, that beat my eyesight. What an absolute ripper from the young man. Beautiful tennis. Just smashed that serve. Outstanding. And the crowd well behind him. My word.
Just to update you on Chatrier. At the moment, there's nothing to separate Potapova and Goff. It's three games all and juice in the final set. Now in comes Kouame.
He came in behind a really good serve and he had a pretty straightforward put away on the forehand wing, but he's whipped it just wide, and that means that Tobio has another match point, this time on his own serve. That could be so costly, Courtney.
Oh, a look of disbelief on his face as he just tugged that one marginally wide. It only just missed, but it was enough. And so now a moment of truth for the young Frenchman.
Match point number two for Alejandro Tobio. He serves to the forehand, return is mid-court. There's a big off forehand from the left-hander who now goes backwards. Off forehand again from him. More loft from Kouame into the net from Tobio. Well, he mixed up the pace. He gave the ball a bit more loft. It posed a question, and Tobio couldn't answer it. Match point number two comes and goes.
Outstanding defence initially to be able to slide across. Chops the undercut, the slice forehand, gets back into the point. Unbelievable depth on that change of trajectory. Bounced on the baseline to Bio. The feet not moving. The mistake comes. Wow. What a response.
We're into the 11th minute of this tie break. Push back into play from Kouame. The forehand cross court from Tobio. He's got a short ball again. He's going to hammer it down the line. And, well, Kouame was trying to pass him back up the line. But Tobio posed quite an imposing figure at the net. It was tough to pass him. And in two minds, I think, Kouame nets. And now, albeit on his own serve, he faces a third match point.
Yeah, just been so good at the net, the Chilean. And then he had a chance, but he was a fair way behind. What can he do?
Will it be third time lucky for Tobio? He blots the return.
Oh! Oh, what an off forehand winner from Kouame!
Wow, oh, wow, oh, wow. It wasn't a bad return, but Kouame leans back and just goes swack. An unbelievable forehand winner up the line. Incredible tennis here.
Oh, fortune favours the brave. That quote again here on Chatrier. Victory belongs to the most tenacious. He is showing a lot of tenacity. Serves out wide. The return is back in play. Kouame whips it around right onto the baseline. There's good depth there from both men in this particular point. The backhand again from Kouame. He's netted as he goes across court. And it's a fourth match point for Tobio, and it's on his serve.
The second time on his serve. This tiebreaker has now been going for 12 minutes, 30 seconds, 3 hours, 37 minutes on the clock. A fourth match point, Marcus.
Well, surely he can't keep resisting in this magnificent manner. He's been so brave, so bold. But Tobio has hung in there and has got to 9-8. And he serves long with his first serve.
Aim that one at the body. Kouame was going to be able to get around it. Did well, but just over the line, the serve.
The second serve is to the backhand. Driven across court and long! Sorry to laugh if you're supporting Tobio, but this is quite extraordinary. He's gone long as he went across court. A fourth match point comes and goes.
for Tobio, who himself is looking for the biggest win of his life. And they change ends again, Courtney Walsh, at 9 points apiece.
And back on centre court, Coco Gauff finds herself serving, trailing 3-4 in the third set. We'll get to that one, back to that one in a second. She had a couple of break points a couple of games earlier. That one got away. Potapova doing a good job here to really test the champion. But this match, what a phenomenal match we're watching.
Tobio's 28 years of age. He's currently ranked at 36 in the world. He's been as high as number 19. A reminder that Kwame is 17. Yes, 17 and 2 months. And he is currently ranked at 318 in the world. Tobio serves out wide to the forehand. Now he winds himself up to go inside in. Tobio then can watch and look and not have to do anything because Kwame goes long with his forehand.
Match point number 5 for the Chilean. The third on the Kwame serve. You can hear the encouragement from the Tobio team. It's a smaller team. There's about 3 or 4 men in that. They've been riding the waves throughout this match. What can Kwame bring?
Well, he came up with a brilliant serve the last time he faced a match point. He doesn't this time. He goes long with the first serve. Absolute hush inside Suzanne Longlen. The service to the forehand. There's nothing on the return. Big forehand from Kwame. Now he's playing his backhand down the line to the double hander of the left hand across court from Kwame. He's going to wind up for another big forehand. No pace on the ball from Tobio. He's having to defend. Shortish ball. The drop shot. It's going to land wide. It's landed wide. And it means that Kwame goes out after the bravest of battles. And Alejandro Tobio, let's give him plenty of credit. He had no support, of course, inside the stadium, but he stood tall and he has eventually, after a fair degree of effort and one or two scares, to say the least, beaten the teenager in 4 thrilling sets.
What superb theatre and drama, Marcus. Just incredible tennis from both men in the latter stages. Just so tense. Great match. We'll see more. Far, far more of the Frenchman, let's hope, in many years to come.
Oh, well, vamos, Chile. There are one or two supporters for Tobio inside the ground. He's gone over to his box. Lots of high fives, a big hug, a big kiss as well for a couple of his team. He showed real grit and resilience. That was tough, but listen, Moise Kwame, if he can continue on the trajectory that he has created for himself this week, we've got a new superstar in the game, haven't we?
Oh, it's wonderful to see. He is just the latest in a string of exceptionally gifted young athletes, but more to the point, superb tennis players, because I think he showed great nous in that tiebreaker. Yes, he ended up going the wrong way, but wow, he showed resilience, fight, and the ability to bounce back and really test an older, more mature rival, 11 years his senior. It was a great match, fantastic tennis, and really, really good to see someone like him. And the French will be cheering him on for a long time to come.
So there's no Frenchman left. There's one French woman. That's Diane Parry after her victory earlier today. If there's any consolation for Kwame after losing that match, is that he's probably going to be able to watch extra time in the Champions League final. There's 3 minutes of normal time to go in that game, and it's still PSG 1, Arsenal 1. Listen to the roar as the 17-year-old says adieu. But he really has announced himself big time. Right, we need to go back to court Philippe Chatrier. They're dovetailing quite nicely for us in terms of reaching key moments at different intervals in play. Here on Chatrier, Coco Gauff, the defending champion, is in danger of going out. Anastasia Potapova is serving at 4-all, 15-love in the deciding set. Gauff is putting up a high ball, and, well, it was so high that Potapova couldn't deal with it. Oh dear, having been on the attack, she ends up on a backside, having lost the point.
So often the case, Marcus, you've been in that sort of pitch position before, haven't you?
Well, on my backside?
Yes.
Constantly.
No, beautiful work there. Some scrambling from Gauff. She's tried the drop shot twice in this service game from Potapova. The first one skewed wide off the racket. That time she was able to bring her rival in and defended very well. The lob was opportune. Potapova came back and drove the ball out of her. It's been a really tight third set. I've kept my eye on this one whilst we've had the other eye on that brilliant Frenchman and the very tough Chilean. And Goff really is being tested and tested big time in this match. Championship defence on the line here.
Potapova, second serve to the forehand of Goff, who goes across court, and Potapova blinks perhaps. Oh, she's getting frustrated. That plus one went long. She's twirling her arms.